Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokel.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week on Tuesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. Joining us now, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Get a huge win on the road at Effingham, 48-27, and a lot of positives to be taken away from it. Teams over 500 for the first time this year, strung together a couple wins in a row, and more importantly, you're off to a 1-0 start in region play.
Yeah, you know, I think all in all, we did some good things. We had stuff we can work on. But we did a lot of good things. I think, offensively, it was good to see our offensive line kind of get some consistency, get downhill on somebody. I think we played really well in the secondary. I was a little disappointed about our linebacker play and our interior run game. I don't think we played very well on the D-line and at linebacker. And so we've got to fix that. But it was a pretty good football game.
Now, heading back to the beginning of last week, the year before you beat Effingham 48-0, but teams changed quickly from year to year. What was your message to your team heading into that one?
Beat them 48-0 again.
There you go.
That was the message. really just kind of, you want to beat every team 48-0. If you did that, I guess it would get boring. I would get bored quick in a hurry if there were no challenges. More than anything, it was just kind of, let's go out and get better. Let's play 48 minutes. Let's be consistent. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get from my football team. And I think we were more consistent. We were a little closer to a full football game, but we haven't played a really good football game yet. So we're still pushing for that.
And speaking of consistency, the first half was a little rough with a bunch of penalties and a couple interceptions, but you're still able to go into half with a 14-3 lead. What did you see out of your team in the first two quarters?
Well, I think defensively we played really well. I think we got downhill and limited their opportunities. That was the most important thing for me. I mean, offensively we moved the ball, but we just made too many mistakes and some holding calls, blocking the backs, and it was aggressive penalties. So it wasn't so much of the offsides nature. So you don't want to quell that too much. So we go talk to our kids about how to do it correctly. We had a tip ball on our interception and we just didn't make a very good read on the other one. We just talked, sat down with the kids at halftime and told them we should have been winning the game 35-0 at half. And we need to go out and play better in the second half. And I think we did for the most part.
And this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, you come back out for the second half, and Effingham's running back, Tuke Johnson, breaks off a 69-yard run. A lot of teams would have taken that as like a punch in the gut, but you guys rattle off five straight possessions when you score a touchdown. What clicked for your offense?
Well, I think the big thing is we challenged him at halftime to come in and just go and execute the offense. We did that. We kind of got downhill. We played really well in the offensive line. That kid's a really good player. I mean, he's probably as good a back as I faced here in my 4 years here. He gets downhill. He's been injured for them. He makes them really good when he has the ball in his hands.
And one of those touchdowns on those five straight possessions was a Marshawn Lynch-esque run by Hunter Hall where it seemed like he pulled the entire defense into the end zone. How fired up does that get your team when you see your leader put forth that kind of effort?
Well, I think it gets everybody excited because you have a kid that's just putting forth a great effort. I mean, you lead by example, and Hunter's one of those kids. He played really hard. He always plays really hard. To go out there and make a play like that, it's a spectacular play. It gets everybody all jacked up.
And speaking of Hunter Hall, have we had any updates on his recruiting or any more teams coming offering him?
You know, I think we'll probably have something toward the end of the season. I think what you have is a recruiting season. It's really starting to pick up now. You have colleges starting coming in. So everybody thinks that recruiting process is kind of a year-long thing. It really doesn't work so much like that except for those bigger schools. Most of the, 1AA's, Division 2's, Division 3 guys, they're going to get out kind of the second half of the season through November and December and try to set business up for kids, and they'll try to figure out who they kind of want to bring in. They just don't have a lot of it. Everybody's trying to figure out who's going to drop down from the big boys and the big it's everything's tiered. It's like a waterfall in a way.
And I know he's been with you since the beginning. What's a team getting when they do sign him?
Well, he's just a great player. I mean, he's got incredible nose for the ball. He's a great locker room guy. He's got incredible leadership skills. Plays with great effort all the time. I mean, he's a winner. The kid's just a winner. He's a real competitive kid, and he knows he's going to go stick his face on the football.
Now, you mentioned earlier, defense does give up 27, but 17 of those came after you guys had gained a huge lead. What did you really see out of your defense in this game?
Well, you know, I think we played well in the second half. In the passing game, pass defense game, I think we rushed the passer really well. I think one thing we didn't do very well, we didn't fit on the run very well, and that's something we're going to have to really improve on, especially this week. But, you know, we're a work in progress. We lost Cam McClellan. We had Tyshawn Lane playing in there at linebacker, so it's for him. It's just gaining experience and learning how to play downhill and do things on Friday night. And there's just, you know, still a process of, you know, getting better every week. We want our kids to get better every week, and we want to be better next week than we were last week.
Yeah, Randon does have those two interceptions in the first half, but as you mentioned, one of them's a tip ball, other one's a bad read. From the beginning of the season, since he slid over from receiver to quarterback, what have you seen with his growth?
Well, I just think, one of them was a tip ball, really a bad read to Ronald said. He threw the ball a little late. If he was throwing earlier, I think we'd have been fine. The corner pulled off the vertical route, the clear route on the outside, and he just, you know, we kind of let that ball hang in the air a little bit. I think we coached him on that. I think he'll put it on the line next time. We won't have that issue. But Randon's a really competitive kid. He's a heady kid. I think you watch him run the offense. He does such an incredible job of dispersing the football. And that's what makes him so dangerous back there. Everybody has to account for him. He's willing to give it out, take the ball and pitch it on the perimeter and wait for those two or three opportunities he has to run the ball and create big plays.
And when we come back on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show, it's Rivalry Week. We'll dive into Glenn's matchup with Brunson right after these messages from our sponsors.
Coaches Show this season, catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228, and let's go, Terriers!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802. Or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
And welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location from Catch 228 on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Herron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Now, Coach, unbeaten so far in your career against Brunswick, what would it mean to graduate an entire class that hasn't lost to its rival?
You know, it would mean that we won this year. I mean, when it comes down to it, I'm not going to get into any of those things. We need to focus on the game, and people start talking about stuff. I'm going to pull my Nick Saban hat out right here. You guys talk about that and distract the players. No, it's
the rat poison.
We don't need to focus on those things. We need to focus on the things that we have to do to win the game. I mean, it really is. Let's go out and play the game, and we play great. You know, we'll win the game. We can talk about that afterward. But, you know, I'm not real big into what ifs and, hey, this could happen, that could happen. Let's go out and make things happen and get something concrete in our hands, and we'll worry about it then.
Now, Brunswick, of course, under the leadership of head coach Sean Pender. What can you tell us about your counterpart over on Brunswick?
I'm taller than him.
There you go.
So, Sean's a really nice guy. I like him. He's a good football coach. He's done a good job with those guys in his first year. They're very good on offense. He's an offensive-minded guy, and you can tell that's his passion. They do a nice job over there. I mean, it's going to be a good football game.
Now, the Pirates are putting up a ton of points this year behind quarterback Jamarius Stevens in the air raid offense. Have we seen anything comparable to this offense so far this year?
I think Tiff is, in a lot of ways, similar, just different in some ways. Jamarius is really good. He's a really good player. You know, he was with us for a year. He's a talented kid. He can run around. He can throw the football. And he's having a good year. I'm proud of him. I'll tell him that before the game. He's really done a good, nice job developing himself and done a good job in the offense. They're probably similar to Tift in a lot of ways. Some of the things that they do, their quarterback, Jamarius probably runs around a little more than the Tift kid does, but the Tift kid could really run. That's one of the things that people don't realize about him. So, you know, we'll have our hands full.
Now, this offense can put up a ton of points on a defense quickly, especially if the defense gets winded, but I think an advantage that you guys have is you can eat up a ton of clock with your ground and pound style. How crucial is it for you to pick up first downs consistently?
I think we have to play well on offense. I mean, it's not a game that you can come out there and instinct to join up in one phase of the football game. They're very good on offense, and they're a good defensive football team. They've got some really talented kids over there. We have to play well. I mean, it comes down to it. We play well for four quarters. I don't talk about Brunswick with our kids. I don't talk about anybody with our kids. I talk about us. The things that we need to do, we're going to focus on us, the things we need to do to win the game. So, you know, one of those things is play well on offense. We need to keep their offense over there, watching us come out and run the football. So we need to be dynamic in our run game, move the ball around. And play well up front and be consistent up front on the offensive line. And we can't make turnovers. We can't have turnovers. We can't have penalties.
Now, you did say earlier that you struggled a little bit last week in the interior run game. Is that something you guys have been focusing on this week?
Not on offense. Defensively, we struggle. And that's one of the things a lot of people see, how many yards they're putting up. I think, you know, to me, they can really run the football, and that's the most dangerous thing about them, their ability to run the football with the running backs. And Jamarius, I mean, he does a nice job of running the split zone and playing around the counter off the zone. So we got to play really well up front and just kind of hunker down and hang in there and take away the run. We can't give them the option of we can pick up 5 yards running the ball, 5 yards throwing the ball at will.
And this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, a lot has been made about their offense, but what can you tell us about their defense?
And, you know, they've got all 11 starters back from last year's team, if I'm not mistaken. It's a really talented group of kids. I mean, Sherrod Fraser, Jalen Jackson, two guys, Cam Futch, three guys. I never know the names of the kids that we play against. I know the names of the kids of Brunswick because I see them all. I see them in the community. I saw them as middle school players. So it's fun to kind of watch those guys grow up. But, I mean, they have a lot of really good players over there defensively. They're big, strong, and fast. And one of the things they've been able to do, they limit big plays because they can run you down on the back end. So we're going to have to drive the football. This game, we're going to have to drive the ball. If we can't drive the ball, we're going to have problems.
And, of course, you and Brunswick both share a home stadium. What side of the field will the Terriers be on this year?
We'll be on the home side this year. For my money, it doesn't matter. We're still the same place. The locker rooms are the same. We get to wear red jerseys, I suppose.
I'm saying that's more for us. We don't show up in red and wind up on the wrong side of the field.
I suppose.
Now, looking at this regionally, chances are whoever wins this one will be in the driver's seat to be the region champs. How much extra motivation does this give you guys to retain that crown?
Well, you know, this is no offense to anybody. I think that, you know, whoever wins this game is probably going to be the region champion, and that's nothing against, you know, everybody's still got to play Richmond Hill. That's nothing against Richmond Hill or Bradwell that's still out there, but I think probably the guy who comes out of this is probably going to win it. We want to make sure that's us.
Is that something you're communicating to your guys, that this still is yours and you're going to defend it?
Well, I tell our kids all the time, our goal is to win the region championship, and the city championship is a part of that. And so, there's never going to be a day where I'm the head coach here. We're not saying we're going to win the region championship. We're going to win the region championship. That's who we are. That's our goal. There's no other way we can look at this. I mean, we're not going to go fill a team and say, hey, we'll probably go 3-7 this year. I mean, that's just not in my makeup. It's just not. I mean, I want to go coach to win. We're going to try to win a region championship, and we're going to try to win a state championship every freaking year.
Now, before we go to break, can you update on some of the guys with injuries that may be lingering from last week?
Outside of Cam McClellan, we haven't gotten an MRI back yet. Hopefully, we'll get that soon. But we're 99% sure that it's torn. I take that back. We did get the MRI back now. Think about it. But he's a torn ACL, so he's out for the year. Everybody else is, you got some boo-boos, bumps, and bruises. But everybody, for the most part, will be okay. I don't think we got anybody that is in jeopardy of missing the game on Friday. It's going to be a big physical game. It's going to be a war of attrition, and we're going to have to hunker down and hang in there. It's really exciting for us. Watch our kids. Our kids have made a tremendous strides in the weight room over the last 6 or 7 weeks. We put a lot of muscle on, and we've gotten a lot stronger in the weight room, which is good, because we're a different team right now than we were when we first played on August 16th or 18th or whatever it was. We're just a lot stronger. I mean, we probably 10 to 15% stronger per person. And I think that part of that is helps you with injuries and all that stuff. We're kind of getting through those things. So I'm not a guy who usually has a lot of injuries on our football team, because we don't bang our kids around too much. So it's just been odd this year to have to go through that. And, it's part of the struggle.
And, Coach, I know all of Glenn will be out to see this one, and I'm sure everyone here will be pulling for the red and silver. When we come back, we'll talk a little college football with the coach. That's here on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College, with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel, on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup's Furniture, and by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law. Now, before we get to the picks, Coach, I wanted to give you a little time to brag on LSU after the big win over the Gators.
It's hard to brag because, I was glad they won for Coach Orgeron and the program, but we're not very good, and Florida's not very good. So, Coach Irby and I watched the game together and pretty much spent the whole second half disgusted. But, you know, LSU's really young. They were playing three freshmen on the offensive line. I mean, they're playing a lot of young kids. So, I mean, I think people just have to kind of be patient. I mean, they had 37 players that left the program since 2014. Orgeron's got to kind of change that. He's playing a lot of young kids. You know, and he's got some good coaches on his staff. They'll be fine.
Well, speaking of the Gators, Florida unveiled some interesting uniforms for their game against Texas A&M. What was your impression of the literal Gator uniforms?
You know, I like stuff like that because the kids like. I like to do things that the kids like and get excited about because I'm, you know, you're here for the kids. So we have chrome face masks because the kids like chrome. They like that stuff and chrome letters or numbers on the jerseys because the kids like it. They get excited by it. And they like that stuff.
I can tell you some of the old guys in the booth don't like it.
I don't care. I'm sorry. Did I say that? No, I mean, seriously. They probably don't. They like white, more tradition. But the other thing is...
Well, mostly because they can't see it.
Well, nah, I don't care about that. But, I mean, I say this, is those kids put a lot of time and effort in there. And if they look at me and say, Coach, man, I want chrome face mask, I'm going to do everything I can to get a chrome face mask because I put a lot of time and effort in stuff. So if you get your kids are excited by it. I mean, football is a job. It's a chore to do that stuff. And they get excited by it and they like it. I mean, go for it. From what I saw, it was an ugly uniform. But sometimes ugly gets you places. I mean, Oregon's got some ugly combinations. And for the love of Pete, they've become a national program because they wear ugly uniforms. And, you know, Maryland, you know, went to some of the ugliest uniforms on the planet. But their kids were excited by it. The kids liked it. So at some point, as a coach, you got to look past your own personal feelings and go, hey, the kids are excited by this. Let's move forward and make it work.
So we won't be seeing you wearing a gator skin Nike.
Not a gator skin. I actually have been trying to do some research into whole this red Welsh dragon, which is the origin of the terror, the red terrors. I had somebody approach me about this. So maybe dragon scales. I don't know.
That'd be pretty sweet. Now, a coaching question for you. Georgia's sitting at 6-0, and like your team, the Dogs like to run the football early and often. A lot of people are wondering that maybe in the latter portions of the blowout, you maybe let Fromm air it out a little bit just to get experience. Is that maybe they don't want to show too much, or you just see what you need to in practice?
I don't know. I mean, it's easy to go out there and run the score. This is what I got to tell everybody. Georgia fans, did you feel, were you particularly excited by that when Florida was throwing the ball in the second half and beating y'all 52-7 for years? No, y'all were mad. You hated Steve Spurrier and all those things. And, you know, that works great until somebody goes in there and ear holes your quarterback and puts him out when you're up, you know, 42-7. And then and you're sitting around, you got Jacob Eason, and then you're back to scoring 17 points a game. So, I mean, as a coach, you know, get your good players off the field, hand it off, get out of here, be healthy for the next week. Fromm's been very impressive. I think he's a real deal, and I think he's a really good quarterback. Which is, you know, it's hard to find those guys, and when you get one, you know, you got a chance to win. And he's got a chance to be really special for the next 3 years. Because I don't see him being here four.
Well, somebody who's not running up the score is, well, you. Only 1 point behind you in the pick-ems this week, Coach. Falling off a little bit.
That's what you say when you're behind. I'm so close.
Now, first game of the week, a matchup of the Tigers. Auburn travels to LSU. And it seems like no matter what the year, Auburn always struggles in Death Valley.
Yeah. I would love to beat LSU in that game. But, LSU's getting back some defensive players back. But they're gonna be playing three freshmen on the offensive line. They're struggling at quarterback a little bit. You know, the tailback's out. He's not Geis is not healthy. That's a, you know, it's hard for me picking against LSU, but that's a really tough game for them to win just under the circumstances. I think Auburn's pretty good, really good on defense. They're getting their feet underneath them offensively. I my heart says LSU, but you know, my head says Auburn's probably going to win that game.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go agree with you and go with Auburn. Now, the Red River Shootout this week, Oklahoma at Texas. Both teams struggling a little bit. Oklahoma coming off a really terrible loss to Iowa State, and Tom Herman's really trying to find his feet as a head coach at Texas. Who you got in this one?
I always wanted to go to that game, and I always, you know, I never think about it when I schedule, and it's always kind of later, so it's tough to get the bye week that week. If I ever have the bye week, I want to go to the Oklahoma, I want to go to the Red River Shootout, and I want to like walk around the Texas State Fair and eat like fried Twinkies and Oreos and all the weird things they cook there. I see that like on TV and I go, man, that looks exciting. Because I love some fried food. I'm going to go with Oklahoma on that just because I think they, coming off a loss, I think they'll be ready to play. It's a big game. Oklahoma, they can't go undefeated. They just can't. They just have the – they got to drop one every year. They should lose. And there it is. And, you know, I'll take Oklahoma in this one.
I think Texas has probably a top 10 defense this year. I'm going to go ahead and take them against Oklahoma's poorest defense. I saw a tweet earlier that if you combine Oklahoma's defense and Michigan's offense, Kent State was scheduled for homecoming.
There you go.
So. Moving on, Georgia Tech sitting at 3-1 travels to Miami to take on the Hurricanes, fresh off a last-second thriller against Florida State. And this one has some local interest as Miami's lead rusher Mark Walton went down, one of the guys tasked with taking his place, Glenn Academy's own DJ Dallas. What's Miami getting out of DJ as a running back?
Well, I mean, obviously he can stick his foot in the ground and go places. So you know, they've got the luxury. DJ can play a lot of things. He can play safety. He can play corner, wide receiver. You know, quarterback, running back, and I mean, so he's just a really gifted athlete. He's a really competitive kid. Really proud of him. I was hoping to kind of get down and go see him on our bye week, and didn't get a chance to, obviously, because we were hurricaned out one, and we got Camden on the other one on the back end. But you know, what's Georgia Tech's record?
They're 3-1 with the only loss at first game against Tennessee.
Wow. I'll go Miami in that game. But it's tough coming off a big win. I don't know. That's tough. I'll go Miami.
Big win and having to play the triple option of Paul Johnson.
Yeah. I have seen the triple option of Paul Johnson eat or cost Randy Shannon his job. And then I have seen the big space eaters on the inside of Miami just take away the inside dive, and Miami can't do anything with it. So I'm going to go, or Georgia Tech can't do anything with it. So I'm going to go with Miami just because DJ. DJ scores a touchdown late to win the game. There you go.
Well, to be the bad guy, I'll take Georgia Tech in the upset. And Coach, we really appreciate your time. Go out there and get a win this week.
Will do.
Thanks, Coach. This has been the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Join us every week on Tuesday at 7 at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. I'm Christian Gokel signing off.
All right.
Yeah. See you Friday.
Yep.